I'm Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious, just entertainment. Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And although we think our teenagers are pretty far advanced in the ways of the world, it seems to be an age-old question that's confronting them these days. That is, should a boy and girl kiss on their first date? I don't know, it seems that the first kiss, when it does come, is generally engineered by the girl. I think it was that way in my time. It so happened I was a great conversationalist, you know, and, I like to talk to the girls about important things, about my pet rooster, and about how I could plow as straight a furrow as the next fellow. And my girls got to know all my family's mules by their first name. And I'd tell them about me milking the cows, how I could play a tune on the milk bucket before it got too full. The girls I went with, the girls, they didn't get much romance, but think how much they learned about the world. About my world, anyway. Come to think of it, the girls never talked about me very much. I guess they were too interested in my rooster and my mules and my cows. And I remember one time a girl was so carried away by my adventures that she just reached over and gave me a kiss. And I thought it was pretty rude. Because she interrupted a story about how smart my rooster was, you see. I bet it was a full 2 minutes before I could get organized and pick up the thread of my story again. Well, they tell me women are smarter than ever today. I also hear that more and more women are chewing double mint gum. Maybe there's a connection there, huh? But I'm glad so many women are finding relaxing enjoyment in chewing delicious double mint. Women watch their weight, too, and enjoying light double mint rather than rich snacks, you know. It's a mighty smart way of keeping out a calorie mischief between meals. So my advice to you is play it smart. You enjoy light, wholesome double mint all you like, whenever you please to. It's satisfying, and it's delicious. Now, here's the satisfying Halloran Quartet. And what are you going to satisfy us with, Jack?
Quanto Ligusta.
Quanto Ligusta, 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 Ligusta. Quanto Ligusta, 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 Ligusta. We gotta get going, where we going, what are we gonna do? We're on our way to somewhere, the three of us and you. What'll we see there? Who will be there? What'll be the big surprise?
There may be senoritas with dark and flashing eyes.
We're on our way. Pack up your bag. And if we stay, we won't come back. How can we go? We haven't got a dime, but we're going, and we're going to have a happy time. Oh, quanto la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta. Quanto la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta.
We gotta get going. Where we going?
What are we gonna do?
We're on our way to somewhere, the three of us and you.
Say, what'll we see there?
Who will be there?
What'll be the big
surprise? There may be senoritas with dark and flashing eyes. We're on our way. Pack up your bag. And if we stay, we won't come back. How can we go? We haven't got a dime, but we're going, and we're gonna have a happy time. Quanto la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta. Quanto la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta, la gusta.
Well, I didn't quite understand all the words there, but it sounded real pretty to me. You know, I hate to bring up a touchy subject, but Decoration Day falls on a Saturday this time. So lots of us will miss out on an extra day off there. But cheer up. We We get a pretty good break at Christmas, notice. I figure my holiday's pretty far ahead. But I'll tell you, it's not a bit too early to buy all the double mint chewing gum that you'll need for the Decoration Day weekend. Get a generous supply there, because, I tell you, when the family's in the holiday mood, they'll want lots of delicious double mint. And you'll have guests dropping in, too. It's such a welcome holiday treat. Friendly, cheerful, double mint chewing gum. I found out something the other day that kind of a shock to me. I've been going around speaking French without even knowing it, you know? And so have you, probably. You see, over in France, they're raising a ruckus now because since World War II, it seems their language has gotten itself cluttered up with a lot of American words, some of them slang. And they're trying to get themselves rid of such good, wholesome expressions as gangster, for instance. Of course, when a Frenchman says gangster, it comes out gangster. So he might as well just say something else anyway, I'd say. Our word budget, that gets to be budget. Where I come from, a budget is a bird. Practically, nobody ever tries to balance it. Well, like everybody else, the French like to show off by sprinkling a few foreign words into their conversation. They've got a word for the fellow who does that, too. And it's got a familiar ring to it. As they put it, he's a big la snob. Well, here's our Chantuzzi, as they say in France there. It's Marion Morgan. You've got a song for us, mademoiselle?
Yes, Pat, I'm going to sing Our Love.
Message of the breeze. Our love is like an evening prayer. I can hear it in every whisper of the tree. You're always near to me. Wherever you may be, I see your face in stars above as I dream on in all the magic of our love.
Mighty nice there, Marion. If I had any criticism at all, it'd be that your song today comes too close to Buttram Bonus Time. Now, the reason I said that was the Buttram Bonus Time today is me singing, see? Not that I don't invite comparison with other voices. As a matter of fact, I've had real top critics say that there isn't any comparison between my voice and others. Anyway, with the help of the Halloran Quartet and the Buttram Symphony Group, Here's an old folk song. On a summer's day, in the month of May, a burly bum came hiking down a shady lane through the sugar cane. He was looking for his liking. As he roamed along, he sang a song of the land of milk and honey, where a bum can stay for many a day, and he won't need any money.
Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, near the soda water fountain, at the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountain.
Now on the run came a farmer and his son to the hay fields they were bounding. Said the bum to the son, "Why don't you come to that big rock candy mountain?" So the very next day they hiked away. The milepost they kept counting, and they finally arrived at the lemonade tide in that big rock candy mountain.
Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, near the soda water fountain, at the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain.
There's a great big lake full of sugar cake, and the handouts grow in bunches. In the new mown hay, you can sleep all day, and the bars all have free lunches. Where the mail train stops, and there ain't no cops, and the folks are tender-hearted. Where you never change your socks, and they never throw rocks, and your hair is never parted.
Oh, the buzz of the bees in the cigarette trees, near the soda water fountain, at the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings.
Where we sleep all day in the new mown hay, and we don't break our backs to pay an income tax,
in that big rock candy mountain.
Well, that's our buttram bonus for today. About time to close up shop, too, but we'll be open tomorrow, right here, waiting for you. Meanwhile, you remember that delicious double mint chewing gum is one of the lowest price treats that you'll be buying for the Decoration Day weekend. But it'll make a great big hit, believe me. So buy lots of double mint. It's never heavy or fill-in, but it's light, wholesome. Folks can enjoy all they want. Until tomorrow, then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that while absence makes the heart grow fonder, so do presents. Goodbye now.
Lowell Thomas adds fascinating features.